AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. has surpassed 20 million, nearly twice as many as the number two country, India, and nearly a quarter of the more than 83 million cases globally. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows more than 346,000 Americans have died of infections. At least three states are now reporting cases of a new strain of the virus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Florida health authorities have reported finding evidence of the latest U.S. case of the new and apparently more contagious coronavirus strain first seen in the U.K. They said it was detected in a man with no recent travel history. The strain has also been discovered in Colorado and California.
Vice President Pence is seeking dismissal of a lawsuit that aims to overturn the presidential election.
The Justice Department has asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Pence, as president of the Senate, will oversee the session on Wednesday and declare the winner of the presidential race. The lawsuit was filed by U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona, but the lawsuit names Pence as the defendant. In its filing, the Justice Department, which is representing Pence, says a suit to establish that the vice president has discretion over the count filed against the vice president is a walking legal contradiction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A tumultuous year on Wall Street ended with a record close for the Dow and the S&P 500, but Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says not everyone benefited.
About half the population is living paycheck to paycheck. The other half, of course, is able to save some money. But this downturn has really cast a spotlight on the fact that we don't really have a great social safety net in our country.
This is AP News. Hopes for 2021? Actor Carey Mulligan says it's got to be better than 2020.
It's going to be great. I'm super optimistic. I want to get a vaccine and get back to life. I'm over 2020. Let's get started on the next. No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. That's what I keep telling myself.
Viggo Mortensen says he's optimistic.
People are realizing the importance of open and honest communication more than ever in most quarters. And I think those are positive things.
And Brian Cranston adds,
asking forgiveness and receiving forgiveness are not weaknesses, but are human strengths.
But Serge Tankian of System of a Down does not see things magically changing.
I don't know if the end of the year is going to necessarily magically change things based on the Roman calendar. I'm not sure if that's going to solve all our ills. Because what are years? It's a handful of days.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.